Boker Tov, good morning. Happy Lag Baomer, Chag Sameach. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah, Shalama of all Cholim, Ubichlalam Chemda, Barachama Chandrushan, and Mechon Ukam, Rifka Sarah, Mamunir, Shalom Sarah, Yafaba Deborah, Rifka Badachavi, Rifka Badasar, Shalom Sarah, Moshe Ben Chana, Yafaba Ben Miriam, Yehudam and Yafa, Chayas, Arab, Tzuchar, Rechab Ben Chanasim, Chab Ben Malkam, Riram and Achavi, Zimram, Chana, Lamad Amachaz, Abad Amar, Kavira Gudaba, Barachad Dan, and Esther, Zimram, Gudam, Magalish, Amen, Adam, Yafan, 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 Okay, I want to deviate from the double parasha this week and just take the next 10 minutes of Hashem to talk about Lag BaOmer. As we all know today, whoever didn't count yet, today is Lag BaOmer. Now, what does Lag BaOmer mean to us? So, of course, it's the 33rd day of the Omer. Now, the Omer, we're counting up to Shavuot. So, it's 49 days. And the 50th day is Shavuot, whereas Matan Torah, the Jewish people received the Torah. And B'zad Hashem, as we approach Shavuot, we'll talk more about that holiday. But I want to talk more about today's holiday. If you know they have Lag BaOmer, if you ever spent Lag BaOmer in Israel, if you've ever seen videos of Lag BaOmer in Israel, you see that the day of Lag BaOmer has become the day of the Hilula of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The day that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, or more known as Rashbi, passed away, and where his secrets of his Torah came out, and where we celebrate on this day. It's become a day of celebration, really. Even though it was a day of his death, it was a day that the Zohar HaKadosh, the holy book of the Zohar, his secrets started coming out from it, and it's a day that became a beautiful day for Am Yisrael and a lot of celebrations. Now, I want to talk a little bit about who Rashbi was, and see if maybe we can learn a little bit from him. Who was Rashbi? The way the Gemara explains who Rashbi was, he was a type of person who believed that the Torah was everything. The Torah was his life. He wasn't the type of person that had that kind of balance of Torah and working. That wasn't him. Rashbi was kula Torah. Everything is Torah. And the Gemara actually says there's two opinions and two different approaches in life. One opinion was the opinion of Rabbi Ishmael. His opinion was, it's good to have both Torah in your life and work in your life. Rashbi's opinion was, no, you should only have Torah, you shouldn't work. This was Rashbi's opinion. The Gemara actually comes to say, it's a Gemara Masechet Berachot, the Gemara says that most people attempted to be like Rabbi Ishmael, to do both, to work and to learn Torah, and most of them succeeded. When most people did that, most of them succeeded. Rashbi, whoever tried to do what Rashbi said, to only learn Torah, the Gemara says most of them did not succeed. Meaning, Rashbi was one that succeeded in what he did, but most people didn't. And it comes to teach us that his style was a very unique, special style that most people in today's generation, how much more so in today's generation, are not capable of. And I want to talk about why. What did he do? His whole life was Torah. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat goes on to tell us the stories of what Rashbi did and what he lived by. He was learning so much, immense amounts of Torah, to the extent that they were coming to kill him. The Goyim were coming to kill him. So he ran away with his son and they went into a cave. And they spent 12 years in the cave learning Torah, only learning Torah. And the Gemara goes on to tell crazy amounts of stories about what he did when he came out of that cave and what he saw and how he felt. And he got to such spiritual heights. And he wrote the Zohar HaKadosh. We believe that most of the Zohar was written by Rashbi. He came to such an extent. And how did he get there? Because he had this mentality that the Torah is everything. Now, of course, I think in our generation today, most people, just like the Gemara says, if most people tried to attempt like Rashbi to only learn Torah and not work, most people would not succeed. And I think even more so than most people in today's generation. So I don't think necessarily we need to learn from him what he did, but I think we need to learn from him his mentality. And what was his mentality? His mentality was having trust in Hashem. Now, his trust in Hashem was so much so to the extent that he didn't even need to work. That was Rashbi. I don't think most of us are on that level. And I think most of us need to put in effort in order for Hashem to bless us. But I think past that effort, once a person puts in an effort, and he does his requirements, he does his service to Hashem, he does his avodat Hashem, he follows the Torah mitzvot, now he has to bring himself to the point to have the mentality of Rashbi. What was Rashbi's mentality? Trust in Hashem. Trust that everything else is going to come from God. you go to sleep one night not knowing what's going to happen the next day, you should go to sleep feeling, I'm completely comfortable because I know that Hashem is going to take care of me. Because if you are doing what you're supposed to be doing in this world, if you're keeping the Torah and you're keeping the mitzvot and you're doing your job and you're working and you're putting in your effort, what else does Hashem want from you? That's all Hashem wants from you. You know, I've given many analogies to this idea, but I think just one to repeat it again. If you have a parent, and I think I said this yesterday even, you have a parent who tells a child, I want you to do X, Y, and Z. I want you to learn Torah, I want you to work, I want you to pray, I want you to do all of these things, and if you do this, I will give you a lot of money. So now, will the child go to sleep thinking that his father is not going to give him money? The only reason why you would think, the only reason you should think, that I'm scared for what will bring tomorrow, is because you feel that you don't trust Hashem. And why wouldn't you trust Hashem? Is because of the fact that maybe you're not keeping everything He wants you to be keeping. That's the only reason. Because otherwise, it's like a child and a father. A father only wants to give to a child. Now sometimes he does it in a way that he wants to train us, to help us grow and to strengthen us. So he does it in a way where he hides himself from us a little bit, for us to strengthen ourselves until he says, here you go. But if you truly have this belief system, like Rashbi had, that everything Hashem is going to provide for you, He's going to take care of you, you just have to do your efforts. You have to put in your effort. That was Rashbi's perspective. And I think that perspective we can all take. I don't think that's an extreme type of perspective. I think that's a perspective that Hashem wants us to have. That you do your effort, you do your requirements, and trust that Hashem will take care of the rest. You don't need to worry that something as bad is going to happen if you're doing everything you need to be doing. You know, the way the Gemara talks about Rashbi, it's kind of the motivation and inspiration that I get from Rashbi is, how could he do it? Like, how could someone have so much belief in Hashem, trust in Hashem, that he doesn't even need to work? He doesn't even need to have 1 ounce of work in his life and Hashem will still take care of him. And I understood that he was so unique because he had so much trust in Hashem that he truly believed that none of it comes from humans. None of it comes from mankind. Nobody in today's world has that type of trust in Hashem. If we have even that slight type of ounce of trust in Hashem like Rashbi had, our parnasa would come to us a little bit differently. But I think in today's generation, because Yeridat HaDorot, every generation, we become a little bit further from Hashem. And we're working to get closer, but we're a little bit further. So the trust is a little bit more distant. And so once that took place, now we can't be on Rashbi's level. And so we can't do what Rashbi did. But we can have his mentality. And his mentality is, every single day, you work on building your trust for Hashem. You work on believing that everything comes from Hashem. I did my effort today. I don't know if I'm going to succeed or not. I don't know if this is going to sell or not. I don't know if this is the right concert or not. I don't know if this is the right game or not. You know, I think for most ticket people, they're probably upset last night after, you know, the Knicks took an L. Right? The Knicks lost, right? They lost, right? So I think most people were upset. But you don't know what Hashem's plans are. You don't know how Hashem provides. You don't know why He does things in the ways that He does them. If you genuinely believe that, if you genuinely believe, and really, if you just introspect on this idea that who has all the money? Who has all the power to all the money? It's all in Hashem's hands. He decides today that you make money, or He decides today that you don't. If you have that belief system, everything else will come to you. Now, of course, you need to put in an effort. You can't just say that I'll fall from the sky. We're not Rashbi. Rashbi had a different type of belief system. He was on a much higher level. If a person genuinely puts in an effort and does what he's supposed to be doing, but he believes that everything comes from Hashem, I'm not worried because I know that Hashem will bless, that's when Hashem will start opening up his hands. The only reason why a father wouldn't give to a child is if he sees that the child doesn't believe that the father will give to them. Right? If you have a parent, and the parents wants to give you something, right? Why would the parent not end up giving it to you? The parent will only not end up giving it to you if you're not deserving of it, or you don't believe that you're deserving of it, right? So if you're not deserving of it, that means you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, so the parent won't give it to you. If you don't believe you're deserving of it, that means that you believe that something's wrong inside you. And so therefore, you maintain your mind in a way that you think you're not deserving of something, which causes the parent to maybe believe also, hey, maybe I won't give it to you until you believe in yourself. And I think that's exactly the same thing between us and Hashem. What Rashbi is teaching us, and I think what today represents, is really representing our belief system and our bitachon and trusting in God. If you trust in Hashem, that everything comes from Him, He decides when it comes. Don't worry about it. Do your efforts. Do what you have to do. But believe that when the time comes, whatever he needs to give you, He'll give you. Don't worry about how it's going to come. Don't worry about somebody else affecting it. It'll come directly towards you. If you have that belief system that everything comes from Hashem, as long as I do what I need to be doing, you have nothing to worry about. Don't worry that Hashem won't give you. Don't worry that Hashem won't give it in the way that you want. Maybe He'll give it in a different way. Maybe He'll give it in a way that He thinks is better. because he knows what's best for us. But if we have this trust and belief system that Rashbi had, I think this is the way we can take the most out of the day and understand the most of what Rashbi was. Rashbi was a very special Tana, he was a very special individual. We're not necessarily on the same level as Rashbi. But the one thing we can take is his mentality. To try to trust and believe that Hashem is the one that controls everything. And everything comes from Hashem. Don't believe kochi ve'otzem yadi. Don't think it comes from us. It doesn't come from us. We do an effort, but all of the bracha only comes when Hashem says, I'll give it to you. Have a great day, everyone.